All right, today's Pei Gimel. Lots to do, so we're going to pick it up. Pei Be'ezim and Be'ezat the Mishnah. Hamayver chavis mimakam lamakam u'shivara. Somebody's schlepping a barrel from one place to another, and the barrel breaks. Presumably he tripped. Bein shemer chinam at bein shemer sachar yishava. He makes a shvua that he wasn't pesheya, and therefore he's now off the hook. He can tell the boss, I don't have to pay you. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, zev ze yishava. I taka heard that both the shemer chinam and the shemer sachar can make such a shvua. U'tmea ani im yichil and zev ozeh lishava. But it's a pella to me how they can make a shvua and not have to pay. So that is going to be explained in the Gemara, what his Tamiya was. Al Kol Panim, the Shemer Chinim and the Shemer Sachar were saying, can make a Shvua, they weren't Paisheya, and that's enough to not have to pay. So like the Gemara, let's introduce some new names. Tanu Rabbanan Hamaver Chavis Lechaver Mimakam Lomakam Ushavara, you're schlepping the barrels in a break. Bein Shemer Chinim, Bein Shemer Sachar Yishava, that's a lot like our Tanakama, Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shemer Chinim Yishava, Naisei Sachar Yishalim. But if he's a Shemer Sachar, then he has to pay. So this is a new introduction of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, which we had, of course, in our Mishnah, zev ze yishava, utmeani yemichelon, zev ze lishava. So now we have three different dais, and we're going to try to connect that with our Mishnah. So, lemeimer desavar of meir, nisko la peshehu. If a guy trips, is that considered his fault? Is he a peshea just from tripping? Well, you may remember this sugya from Ovakamachov test, whether or not nisko is peshea. Is that considered a peshea or not? From the brisa we just quoted, the Rav Meir seems to hold nisko's la peshea. Ivo hatanya, the brisa says, nishbakada vele silkai, if a pitcher breaks and he doesn't pick up the pieces, nafla, gamale, vele hamida, or his camel fell down. He didn't pick it back up. Rameir Machayev Behezekon. V'chachamamayim Rampatu Medinayana V'chayev Bedinay Shamayim. V'chayev Alandim Eniskel Pashaya Pligi. And we have understood that the machlekes is between Rav Meir, who says you're chayev, and the chacham who says you're potter, is going to be telling him whether or not you hold Niskel Pashaya. But Rav Meir is saying Niskel is Pashaya over there in Bavakama. But yet here we're saying Niskel's not Pashaya. Now it should be pointed out that when we talk about Niskel Lav being Pashaya over here, there's a very important Taisvis that wants to know whatever happened to Adam Amazik, right? A person is Adam is Mud La'ilo. And Taisvis himself makes a very important chiluk between different levels of einus. This that an adam is always going to be chayev for his einus, Taisus says that's the kind of einus which is ke'en gneva v'yaveda, or ruach she'en matsuya. But an einus gomer would not be that way. You still would say that a person is going to be putter. The Ramban famously argues with Taisus Shita. Al Kaponim, this sugi is one of the rayas to Taisus Shita. The adam amazik is only going to be chayev for an einus that's not an einus gomer. All right, but lemaisa we have the stira in Shitas Rav Meir, whether or not niskel's peshea. Omer Rabbi Lazar, Tavra, Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu. And even though usually when we have that expression of Tavra, Misha Shanazu, we're splitting two days within the same Tanaic source. But over here, the Ritva points out, this is more like a Trey Tanoia Lib Derbelozer kind of an idea. All right, so that's Shitas Rav Meir. V'os Rav Yehuda Lameimer, now Rav Yehuda in the Brisa comes and says, Shemer Chinam Yishava, Shemer Sachar Yishalim. We split Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar. Hai Kidine, V'hai Kidine. Right, Shemer Chinam is Potter for Gnevei V'Aveda. But according to Shemer Sachar, that's Chai for Gnevei V'Aveda. He'll be Chayev for the Niskel as well. Which is another way of saying that Rav Yehuda argues with Rav Meir that Rav Meir holds Niskel is an Einais, whereas Rav Yehuda is arguing saying, no, Niskel is a Peshaya. And Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, saying it's not totally a Nainais, it's closer to Gneva Viaveda, where a Shemer Sachar is going to be Chayev, but a Shemer Chinam would be Pater. The Osir Rabbi Eliezer Lamemer, and comes the third sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, the one from our Mishnah that we're putting together with this Brisa. It says, in Gemara Kerab Meir, the Messiah is like Rav Meir, even though my Rebbeim are saying this, but I don't understand how they can make a Shvu and be Pater. Mishlam Hashemer Chinam, okay, I get what he's making a Shvu about. Mishtaba, Delay Pashaba, because a Shemer Chinam just has to establish that he wasn't Pashaya and he's Pater. El Shemer Sachar, am I Mishtaba? What's the Shemer Sachar swearing about? Kilay Pashanami Shlomi Boy. Remember, a Kaneva Viaveda he's Chayiv for, so just because he wasn't Peshea isn't a p'tur for him. V'afilu shemer chinam nami etenech b'makam madrin. That only makes sense if he fell down on a steep, like downhill surface, because then it's not a p'shea that he fell. But shalei b'makam madrin, let's say he was walking on a flat surface and he still fell down. Mimotzi mishtabed le'posha, can he actually make a shvu that he wasn't peshea? The guy's an idiot. He tripped over his own feet. Moving over to Amud Aleph. V'afilu b'makam madrin nami. Even if it was on a downhill slope, and you'd think that he definitely should be off the hook because it's more of an einus. Hatenech hechad lekaraya. That's only if there's no edim that saw it happen. Aval hechad ikaraya. But if there was a clarkite of edim seeing that there was nainas here, nasi raya nifter. Don't talk to me about making a shvua. Bring those edim, and that should pater him. Ditanya Isi ben Yehuda Eimer, Ein roya shvua sashem tia ben shneim. Hayesh roya yavi raya yifter. We always want to have edus whenever possible, and this is lecher happening in a public place. Why are we talking about a shvua? Let's just find out what he did. Check the security cameras. There should be a better way to establish whether this was a nainas or not, rather than coming onto a shvua. All right, so that's all mahalach number one. But we had said the stira in Rav Meir beforehand, Tavra Misha Shanazu le Shanazu. Now Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a different mahalach, Shvuzu Takanas Chachamim. According to Rav Chiya, it's Pashut that according to Rav Meir, Niskel is Pesheya. So what's going on in our Mishnah? Why are you off the hook if you make a Shvua? Shvuzu Takanas Chachamim. She'im I'ata Oimerkin, because if you don't make the guy Pepatr al Yedei Shvua, Ein Lecha Adam Amaver Chavis Lechaver Memakam Lemakam. No one's going to want to do favors for their friends. No one's ever going to want to slip a barrel because I got to be responsible. Just because Niskel's Pesheya, I'm still not going to be willing to do it. To which the Gemara says, okay, so Hechem Mishtaba. So what are you now swearing? If I'm saying that Niskel is Pesheya according to Rav Meir, then Lamaisa, you did trip over your own feet. So what are you making a Shvua about? Amar Rava, Shvua Shle Bekavana Shavartiha. Of course, it's Pesheya for you to trip on your own feet. But I didn't do it on purpose. So as long as you're not doing it on purpose, Hayais that Me'ikr Hadin Min HaTaira, you should be Chayiv because Niskel's Pesheya according to Rav Meir. There's a special Takanas Chachamim, maybe Hefker Bezen Hefker, but Patters you as long as you swear that you didn't do it Mamish on purpose. Va'asar Rav Yehuda Lamemer, now comes Rav Yehuda, the other Shita in that Braisa, that Shemer Chinim Yeshavav and Nisa Sachar Yeshalev. It depends whether or not he's a Shemer Chinim or a Shemer Sachar. Haikidina Vahaikidina. Va'asar Rav Eliezer Lamemer, this is going to be a repeat. In Gemara Kirby Meir, the Masaira is like Rav Meir that the Shvu will Patrim. Umiutmea Ani, Im Yechel and Zevas Elishava. How can he make a Shvu and Patrim himself? Bishlam Shemer Chinim Mishtabish Le Poshaba. I get why the Shemer Chinim can be Patrim. El Shemer Sachar, Amai Mishtaba. Kile Poshanami Boy Lishlumi, because he's Chai for Gnevi Via Veda. Vafil Shemer Chinim Nami Yotenech Mokam Madrin, if it's a downhill slope. Shleba Mokam Madrin, Mimotzi Mishtabish Le Posha. Vafil Mokam Madrin Nami, Hotenech Hechid like a Raya. Ober Hechid Ika Raya, but if you have Eidus, Nasi Raya Venifter. De Tanya Isibin Yuda, Imer, Ain Raya Shvus Hashem Tia Ben Shneami. Hayesh Raya, Yavi Raya Vifter. Okay, so that's all repeat, but it's the same machlekes of Meir and Rebbe Yehuda with Rebbe Eliezer's Tamiya. Now, regarding this idea of Isi ben Yehuda, that the lechatchila way to go is al yedei roya yavi raya v'yiftar, that you should bring edus. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a story. Who gavra dehavikom maver chavisa dechamra? There was a guy moving this barrel of wine. Baristika de mechuza in the public place in mechuza v'tavra beziza de mechuza, and there was something sticking out of a wall. It broke the barrel. So also lekame de Rava came to Rava for a psak. Amarle Rava said ristika de mechuza shchichi ba'inshi. There are a lot of people around that kind of public place. So in Mestoma, there's Eitim. Zil Isi Raya, Ve'iftar. Go bring a Raya that you weren't Paisheya, and that will Patri your Chiev. Amalei Rav Yosef Berei, the son of Rava, Rav Yosef, said to his father, come on, Ki'isi. Were you going like Isi? Amalei Rava said, in Ki'isi, I'm talking saying like Isi. Usvir Lon Kavase, and we are maskim to him. What's this double Lashon of in Ki'isi, Usvir Lon Kavase, which sounds like a repetition? The Ritva says, not only are we passing like Isi, who's talking about in Hilcha Shaimrim, but even in other contexts that are not Hilcha Shaimrim, we're going to paskin like Isi. Ahu gavra domer le lechavre, zil zoven li arba mea dani chamra. Go buy for me 400 barrels of wine. It's interesting, whenever the Gemara talks about 400, it often can be a guzma. So it shouldn't matter, it was a lot of wine, but it is interesting that 400 is sometimes lav davka. Also zoven le, the shliach went and bought these 400 barrels for the mishaleach. L'soif also lekameh omer le, later on the shliach went to the mishaleach and said, zvini loch arba mea dani chamra, I bought 400 barrels of wine for you, v'tkifu lehu, but the wine turned into vinegar. It got sour, it got ruined. Also lekameh de rava. So, and what's the shaila? The shaila is, well, maybe the shliach messed up and bought 400 bad barrels. Like, mehecha tesi, it's not the shliach's fault. So, Amar Le Rava said, arba mea dani chamra tkifi, kala isle le milse. If 400 barrels of wine turn sour, that's the kind of thing there will be a koil about. Why will there be a koil? Rashi says there'll be a koil about when these wines became nechmats, when they became sour. The Nemuka Yosef has a slightly different version, which is very interesting, that if such bad news would happen to a guy, a person's nature is they would want to kvetch to their friends. So he would create the koil himself. Be that as it may, a koil would have been generated with such bad financial news to somebody. So zil isi raya, therefore bring a raya to that news. To me, karaki mezavdalu, that lechatchila when you bought it, chamra mali, it was taka good wine, via putter, and then you're going to be putter. But we got to establish that you didn't buy bad wine. Omar le Rav Yosef Berei, keman kiisi. Omar le, yeah, in kiisi, usfir lon kavase, and we paskin like him also. Same kind of double lashon. Askin Rav Chiya bar Yosef besichra. Rav Chiya bar Yosef made such a psak in sichra that hani didor ba'agra, these schleppers who were carrying things that were too large for one person, but it wasn't so big that it would require two people. So it was like 1.5 times their load, the itbar, and it breaks. So how much should that schlepper have to pay? So neshalim palga, you pay half of the value of that amount that you carried. Because my taima, nafish lachad v'zuta l'trei, was too big for one person, but it was still small enough that it didn't require two people. So therefore it's karav l'aindis v'karav l'pshia, and you split the difference and pay that middle amount. If you look at the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Akiva Eger shtels too on those words neshalim palga, the taisvis in Baba Basra. You may remember from Shabbos's daf where Rashi had said that when we were mesupik about who was really achray, it was a dover hamutal besafik. And Tosis had asked over there, we don't paskin like sumchus. We don't say mamon hamutal besafik is chokin. We say hamotzi mechaver lo v'raya. So if you have a sufik mamon, why are you splitting the difference? And the Rashash shtelt to a Tosis in Baba Basra, this same Tosis that Rabbi Kiveger is mentioning, that even the Rabbanan are maskim to sumchus in certain cases, that when we don't know what the halachas will split the difference and say it's chelkin. So it's not always black or white, chelkin or hamaitzi mechaver al haraya, and that could be the pshat over here why we're saying mishalim palga. Now, bedigla, if you have the schleppers carrying enough that would require two people, then mishalim kula, because then he was completely pashea by trying to carry so much. Rabba bar Barbachanan, tavru lehanu shikulei chavisa dechamra. His schleppers broke some wine of his. So shokel leglimaihu, so he took their clothing because he felt that they were pashea, and therefore he took their clothing as payment because he held their rechayev. So also amru l'rav, they went to complain to Rav. Amrle, Rav said, havlu huglimayu, give him back their clothes. Amrle, he asked Rav, dina hachi, is that taka the halacha? Amrle, Rav said, in leman telich b'derech taivim. It's kind of an interesting lashon. Yeah, because of the lefnim mishuras haden aspect. So it's not really the halacha, but that's what you should do. So yovlu huglimayu, so he gave him back their clothes. Amrle, they said to Rav, these workers, aniye anan, we're poor, v'tarchinan kula yuma, and we've been schlepping all day, so v'kaifinan, v'leslan midi, and we are starving, and we have nothing to eat. Amrle, Rav said to Rav, b'b'chanan, zil hav agrayu, pay them. Omar Le, he asked Rav, Dina Hachi, Lamaisa, they didn't do the job, they broke the stuff, and they were Pashe in the process. Omar Le, Rav said back, in Va'archis Tzadikim Tishmar, which is also seems to be a Lefnim Mishura Sadin. And the Mordechai in Eilim Metzias brings a raya from this Gemara that you can be Kaifin for Lefnim Mishura Sadin. You can force people to enforce the Lefnim Mishura Sadin. But it should be pointed out that this Mordechai is not so Pashit. If you look at the Igris Maisha, Chayshim Mishpeche, Lekal Simon Samach, where Maisha is talking about a case of somebody who was hired to do a job, and then the communication went bad, and then he didn't chop that he wasn't hired. It's not so important what the case was, but the fact is there was an aspect of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin to take care of this poor guy who had a miscommunication. And Rav Moshe says, don't bring me a raya from this Gemara, because this Gemara was clearly a tzedakah aspect. There's the kaifin and v'leslan midi. We're poor, and we're starving, we don't have anything to eat. And that's why there was this Lefnim Mishuras Hadin to give them the tzedakah gelt as payment. But stamazay, Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, you wouldn't be mechuyev to force the guy to pay. Hadron Allah chasaycher sa'omnin. And now let's start Asarchar as HaPoyalim. The last parak of Asarchar as HaUmnin, as we have been mentioning, there's a difference between a Poyal and an Uman. A Poyal is more like a laborer, a guy who's doing physical menial labor, whereas an Uman is more of a craftsman, someone who has a specific skill set. So Akta Mishnah, Asarchar as HaPoyalim, V'omer Lehem L'Hashkim V'Lahariv. A guy who, after he hires him, says, I want you to be here early for work, or I want you to stay until after it gets dark. Tosis points out that you're Dafka making this Tanai afterwards, because if you did it beforehand, of course you can make whatever Tanai you want. But anyway, if you make such a demand on your workers, mokum shenogu shleil hashkim, if it's the minig hamakim is not to get up so early v'shleil harav or to stay late, eino rishoy l'kaifan, you can't force them to do that. Mokum shenogu lozain, if it's a place where you give them food, yozain, you gotta feed them. L'sapik b'mesika, if you gotta give them good treats, then yaspek, you gotta feed them those things. Hakoil k'minig hamedina, which is taka the halacha l'maisa, the Rama paskins chayshim mishpach, simin, shin, lamed aleph, that everything is totally on what the norms are of that community for paying your workers. One of the things I learned the hard way on a production set is that besides paying actors for their work, you have to pay for craft services, as it's called in the biz, that the camera crew and the actors get fed lunch. And a big no-no is no pizza. Pizza is considered cheap. I remember the first time I did that, I ordered pizza and whoa, not happy. So you got to get yourself decent foods, because that's the minig, unless you want to incur the wrath of the unions or even non-union actors and crew. They all expect bakovetic lunches on the shoot days. Okay. Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya she'amar l'bnai. You may remember the Gemara had brought this Mishnah earlier, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya told his son, Tzei schar lanu poyalim, go and hire some workers for us. Halachu pasuk l'mazaynus, the son went and hired them, and he made promises to them to give them all kinds of food. U'kishabah eitzel aviv amarlay, when he came back to his father was not tzefrid, and his father said, B'ni, afilu imata oisel lahem kesuda shlema b'shaita, even if you would give them a suit like shlema melech, lo yotasa yidei chavoscha imohen. You made a promise you can't even keep, because you cannot even possibly give them so much. Shehen b'nei avram yitzchak, because when you say you're going to give them the sudais, these are yidden over here. You got to feed them enormous amounts. El adchli eschil b'malachat seva amar lehem. Before they start working, you better go out and tell them. Al menas she'ein lachem alai el apas v'kidnias bilvad. This minimum amount of food is all we are right to feed you guys. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer loy hayatzar achleimer hakol k'minig medina. You don't have to say anything because you go according to the minig, so it doesn't matter what you say. But again, this is all before they started working. You may remember the Ramban we spoke at a couple days ago, that once a worker starts working, that blibes like his kinyan in the world of an uman, and therefore it would be too late to change the deal on him. So the Gemara, pshita, it's pushit. If you weren't masna in advance, you can't tell them to come early, stay late. So late tzricha, the Mishnah is talking in a case, to tafa lahu agraihu. You added more money. So ma'u de tema, amr lahu, ho de tafa lahu agraihu. You could tell these workers, I paid you more money. Adaita The reason I paid you more is because I had the understanding you're going to get up early and you're staying till after work. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah is coming and saying. This that you pay more money. It means the extra money is that you're going to do extra good work. This is part of the whole shaila of whether or not damim maidian. This is an issue in Psak. There's a Trumas Hadesh in Simon Shin Chav Gimel that talks about when a shliach was paid extra money and now he wants to use that money towards the travel expenses. Well, he saw there was extra money here above my fee, so must be that was the damim is maidian. The money actually speaks and says that it gets to be used against travel expenses. The Ketzais in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph argues and does not hold of damim maidian, and this Gemara is crucial for that discussion. Amar Reish Lakish, turning over to Amud Beis. Poyel, a worker, b'chnisasai mishalai. The way Rashi learns, b'chnisasai is when he goes home at the end of the day is mishalai. That's on his own time, meaning it's on the employee's time. He has to stay till the end of the business day. B'tziyasai, but when he's going to work, then mishal balabayas. Then his travel time is on the balabayas, and he doesn't have to go earlier than when the sun rises. Shenamar tizrach hashemesh yeosefun ve'elma inaysam yirbatsun. Yeitze odum l'poyalai ula avaydasai ade arev. That a person goes to work basically in the beginning of the day and comes home in the evening, and if you didn't recognize that pasuk, it's because you didn't pay attention enough last Rosh Chodesh when you said Baruch Hinavshi. Frek de Gemara of Alexi Heichi Nihigi. Why are we giving Makairis at all about when you should go to work and leave work? L'chair, let's see what the minig is. Heretz is Bir Chadosh. It's a new city that has no established minig. Well, what did the people do before they came there? Nechzi Mehecha Kasu. Where did these people come from? Heretz is Benukutai. These people are all immigrants from different locations. They all came together in this melting pot, so there is no minig hamakum and no source for their minig. So Ibo Yisem, another idea could be Darmerlei, where the Balabai is told these Payalim, Dagrisuli, Kapel de Raisa, go according to the letter of the law. Dairaisa here is Lavdafka, because it's Pasuk and Tehillim, but we're not going with the Minhagim. Darish Rebbe Zeira, Va'amri La, Toni Rav Yosef. My Dichsev, what's Pshat in Pasuk? Tashes Cheshech, Yilayla, by Tirmais Kol Chayosa Yar, that in the darkness is when the Chayas are going to be out there. Tashes Cheshech, Yilayla. Ze Oilam Hazeh, Shadayim Lalayla. Oilam Hazeh is like darkness, and the Mesilas Hisharim has an Arichas on this point, that there are two crucial aspects of darkness. One is that a person can't see the hand in front of their face, and they don't know what's there, and they can't see Bechlal, that the Oilam Hazeh is not real. It's our Oilam HaDimyon. And the other aspect of darkness is that people misjudge things. You might think a person is really a telephone pole or vice versa. And that's what's happening here also. We misjudge things in Oilam HaZeh. And that's another way that Oilam HaZeh is Doima Tu Cheshech. Continues the Pasuk, by Tirmais Kol Chayaisa Yar, that in every forest the Chayas are moving about. Elu Rishayim Shabay Daimin L'Chayash Biyar. The Rishayim are comparable to the Chayas in the forest. Tizrach HaShemesh Ye Osefun Ve'elma Oinaisam Yirbotzun. What are we darshan? Tizrach HaShemesh Tzadikim, the sun is shining for the tzadikim in the next world. Yeosefun Rishayim leGehenim. The Rishayim inherit Gehenim. The El Ma'ainaisam Yirbatsun, and in their Ma'ainais, in their locations, that's where they go. Ein lecha kol tzadik v'tzadik. She'ein lei modur lefich vaydai. He gets something kefi where he deserves, because as we know, you have different levels even within Olam Haba. Somebody could be a ben Olam Haba. Somebody could be nichnas Olam Haba. It's not all black or white that you get in or you don't get in. They each have their own modur, their own location. Yetzei odom lepoyalai, which means yetzu tzadikim lekabel scharan. And his work goes until evening. This is where the Balei Moser point out that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back our schar, and one might ask, the Torah says you're not allowed to hold back the schar for a worker. You have to pay him the day he did his work. And the Balei Moser said, yeah, but that's not the halacha by a kablan. Someone who has a task to do, you pay him at the end of their task. And we are here with a mission, and therefore ula avadasoi ade arev. We're only paid at the end of our task. Okay, more agadata. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Shimon Ashkach lehu pargavna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Shimon came to this parhagvna, which is some kind of an official that would do the bidding of the government, to kotof his ganavim, and his job was to catch ganavim and kill them. Omar Leir, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon said to him, Heichi yechaltelhu, how do you know who the ganav is to catch them? Lav kechei vasa misli dechsiv by tirmes kol chayos ayar, like we had just said in the pasuk. They're like these animals that are sneaking about in the darkness. So how would you know who the ganav is? Or ikad amri mehai kroka Omar Leir, maybe he said this pasuk to him, Yerayv b'mister ke'aryeh b'sukai. So continues Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Dilma shakalta tzaddiki v'shavki rishi. Maybe you're actually getting some false positives over here, and you're actually chapping a guy who didn't do anything wrong, and you're killing him. So zokta parhagvina, omar le, mayavid, what do you want me to do? Harmona de malkahu. This is the edict of the king. I have to do this, and I got to arrest these people. So omar, Blazer Shimon said to him, okay, to agmara chechitavid, I'll tell you how you should catch these actual criminals and make sure not to get any innocent people killed. Oil ba'arba shoy lechan. Chanusa. In the fourth hour of every day, go out into the public eateries. Ki chazisa inish de koshosi chamer. If you see a guy drinking wine, you know, at 10 a.m., the kanoket kasa biyode v'kom menamnem, and he's holding the cup while he's falling asleep. Shol iluve. Now, let's find out about that guy. Yitzur of meraponen huvenayim. If he's talmud chacham and he's falling asleep, akdumi kodem legirse. Could be he woke up very early, and that's why he's falling asleep now, because this guy got up by hashkama minyan. He's been learning since then. So after a couple shots at the kiddush, now he's really tired, which those of us at the KBT Hashkama can definitely attest to. Epoil who, and if he is a day worker, so kodem ko'ovid avidite. He's been working for many hours already, and that's why he's tired. Via avidite balelia. Or if he's a guy who works at night, maybe that's why he's tired. What could he be doing? Maybe he's redude radade, which is some kind of a process with these wires, which is a quiet thing, and he's been quietly working all night. The Eloi, but if the person who is falling asleep at 10 a.m. is not doing any of these things, or doesn't do any of these things at night, then gan v'hu v'tafse. Then you can figure out this guy must be a ganef, and you should arrest him. Ishtama milsa beimalka. This advice was heard by the beimalka. They heard about it. Omru, they said, kar yona de igrisa ihu lahave parvanka. The one who read this letter should be the deliverer, meaning Reb Elazar Reb Shimon should act upon his own advice. So asyul Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, and they gave him the job, v'kotaf is gan vevozel. They said, you clearly are the guy who knows what he's doing. We're making you the new job as the ganef catcher. The Ben Yoyada points out that mistama, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, had the kayach to look at a parts of a person and actually see bevadai that he was actually a ganef, because he wouldn't be killing people mesafek. Sholach le'er Bishua ben Karcha. Bishua ben Karcha was none too pleased with the fact that Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was doing this. Chaimetz ben Yayin, he called him. Derogatory term. Ad mosei ata meiser ama yishel elekenu lahariga. You're killing innocent people. Sholach le'er, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said back, kaitzam ani mechalem in akarem. All I'm doing is taking the thorns out of the vineyard, meaning these people really deserve to die. Sholach le'er, Bishua ben Karcha said, yovei bala karem v'chale es kaitzav. That ain't your job. It's the bala karem's job. Let Hashem take care of that. That's not your job. But you mechad poga behahu kaives. It's interesting, there's a few times in Shas that we talk about Hahu Kaives, and usually they're in reference to somebody who's up to no good. You can listen to Rav Pinchas Gross, who's Ma'arich on this. So Reb Elazar Reb Shimon caught this Kaives. Karya Chaimetz Ben Yayin. And what did this Kaives do? He called Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, you are a Chaimetz Ben Yayin. Gave him that same insult. So Amar Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said to himself, Midchotzav Kulei Hai. Since this guy is Mamash Amachotzav, Shema Minei Rashiahu, he must be a Rasha. And that's kind of what the Ben Yoyada is saying, that it must be he could read his face to know for sure that he is Chayav the Misa. Amar Lahu Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said to his associates, Tafsu, chap this guy, Tafsu, Ulabasar, Denach Nafshe, after he cooled off being insulted, Ozobasre Lepruke, he felt bad, I guess, and he went to go redeem him from the fact that he was about to be killed. Volei Matzi, and he wasn't able to. So Kari Ale, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said about this Kaives, Shaimer Piv Lashainai, Shaimer Mitzarius Nafshe. So he's lamenting the fact that he sent this guy to death, and he seems to be a little unsure that he did the right thing. Zakafuhu, they hung up this Kaives. So come, Taisi Zakifa of Kabachi. So Reb Elazar Reb Shimon stood under him and was crying. Omru le, they said, Rabbi al yera beinecha. Don't feel bad. Shehu ubenai bolu naira marosa biyom kippurim. This guy and his son were bolu naira marosa on Yom Kippur. He was a bad guy. He deserves this death. So yiniach yadai al b'nei meyav. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon put his hands on his own b'nei meyav, on his own stomach. Omar sisu b'nei meyai sisu. We should be happy. Umas fekas shalechem kach. If things that you're masupik about are taka work out to be true. Vadoya shalechem alachas kama vakama. Muvtachani b'chem. He's talking to his own kishkes. She'en rima v'saylea she'letes bohem, because as a simon that he's doing the right thing. V'afilu hochi loy mesiava daite. But still, even despite this, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon still wasn't so sefriden. So now we tell a very strange part of the story. Ashkiyu sama de she'nusa. So in order to actually illustrate that his kishkes are not going to be impacted because of his sidkes and his correctness, they gave him some kind of anesthesia. V'ailu levesa de shishin. They brought him into a room that has no wind. That's a marble room. That's the kind of room they would do surgeries. V'karla kreis. And they opened him up. And they took out from him baskets of fat. As Rashi says, he was a balbusser. So they did this version of liposuction. And they put the fats in the hot summer months of Tammuz and Av to see if it would become wormy, if it would become rotted. And they did not rot. So vice dies. Everything he did was really true and not mistaken. In fact, the Gemara kol tarba nami lesarich doesn't prove anything. Not all fats rot in the sun. For the Gemara kol tarba lesriach, it's true that they don't all rot, but shuraiki sumki masriach. That kind of kishkes do rot. So hocha afal gav deika shurayuke sumoke. So even though those kinds of innards were inside the fats le masriach, it still did not rot. So kare anavshe Reb Elazar Reb Shimon said about himself af besari yishkoin lavetach. And we will stop here and pick it up with more exciting agadah tomorrow.